Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Thursday, March the 28th, 2024. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. You picked a good day to hop on. Hope you are watching us live on YouTube, the Twitter, or the Book of Face. And you are following along on podcast. Subscribe to everything we need it. Today's show, The Collective's Brian Schottenstein will join us. Everything you wanted to know about NIL and Ohio State, complete update for the first half of the show. Then we will be joined by the dynamic duo, Mark Porter and Bill Kerlick, to talk recruiting. Big weekend coming up. There have been decommitments. There are commitments, etc. And you know what we have to do? And then I start the show with Manscaped. This episode is brought to you by the spring cleaning champions, Manscaped. Embrace the season and join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our special offer. Go to manscaped.com and use Bucknuts for 20% off and free shipping. After using Manscaped, I can say I've caught the spring fever. Their fifth-generation trimmer features two interchangeable next-gen skin-safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a little off the top, and a new foil blade to go smooth wherever your heart desires. I love this thing because it comes with a compact case. I can take it wherever with me wherever I go. Spring cleaning doesn't just apply to the nether regions. Get the full grooming experience with Manscaped's signature beard hedger pro kit and handyman electric face shaver too. I'm out of breath. Whether you're looking to craft your signature look or clean up that neckline, these are always the right tools for the job. Once again, get 20% off and free shipping with the code BUCKNUTS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code BUCKNUTS at manscaped.com. Nothing like a little spring cleaning. All right, people, as promised, Brian Schottenstein, head of the foundation, our NIL lifeline, is here. Brian, how goes it on a surprisingly sunny Columbus day?
Good morning, Dan. I really appreciate Bucknuts and all of your support. We have a great partnership. We have a lot of exciting things coming soon with Bucknuts and the foundation.
We definitely do. Kind of bring us up to speed on where the collective is right now. A year ago, there was probably some concerns, and now we've just had the off season to stop all off seasons. I'd like to see you top this next year. Just your thoughts on how everything is going, how the funding has been, just kind of like now that you've done this for 18 months, you know, how you feeling about things?
Well, yeah, well, we're about 2 years into this, and, you know, we got up and running. We were the first collective to launch. and our brand has really taken off. As you know, I think we're one of the top collectives in the country, and really appreciate Buckeye Nation's support. Beginning of this year, we did an amazing job fundraising, you know, millions of dollars we were able to bring in through the foundation. And as you saw, the retention we had with a lot of the current student athletes that you would never have had, you know, before without NIL. And also they want to come back to win a national championship as well. And then also in the portal with Caleb Downs, who signed with the foundation, Will Howard, who signed with the foundation, and a lot of the top players that not only we retained, but came in, were part of the foundation. We just signed on with Sonny Styles and Davis Nigbinosin and a lot of the top names. So in the first 2 years, we've helped support over 70 student athletes on football and basketball. So if you look at it, it's really just about every starter on football and basketball has been helped supported by the foundation. So I'm really proud of that. And it's really exciting times. I mean, right now we're able to talk to recruits and transfer portal student athletes for the first time with the new Virginia-Tennessee court case that's going on. So that's a different world. It's really the wild, wild west more than ever before. That also means that your donation is more important than ever before. All the money we raise goes directly to the student athletes. We're a nonprofit 501c3, and it's more important ever than before if you want championship teams. Whether you like NIL or not, it's here to stay. So we have to play with it, and we got to win. And we love the student athletes giving back to the community as well, as we are 501c3. So we have many charitable touches with the student athletes. Will either go volunteer, they'll do marketing for the charities, you know, hundreds of different appearances throughout the last couple of years. So that part is nice too.
Definitely have been able to follow a lot of that on your social media as well. And we've talked about this, the guys at Ohio State's recruiting, they're very fortunate. We get to recruit the well-rounded guys. We get to recruit the guys who are great in school, who are great kids, and not just that, they're great football players. It's the blessing of being at Ohio State. I put this, your heralded appearance up on our message board and asked some of our premium subscribers to ask some questions. And then we will also get to whatever good ones come out of the chat here. But first comes from St. John's 45. Brian, can you explain how many football players and basketball players are part of the foundation and how do they interact within the foundation system?
So in the first 2 years, we've supported around 70 student athletes on football and basketball. Obviously, more of those are football. I think around maybe 20 on basketball and 50 on football. And what we do is we raise money. You know, I've donated a lot of money myself as well into this, and our family has supported the foundation. But we pay the student athlete, and then they have different deliverables they have to do throughout the year. So it might be 4, 5, or 6 charitable appearances. It might be posting for charities. It might be, you know, going to hospitals, going to, you know, different charities to help inner city kids and help like Lifetown in Columbus and help kids with terminal illnesses like A Kid Again. So that's kind of how we work. We raise money and then we pay the student athlete and they do charitable work in return. We also do have an LLC as well, though, that we run the business deals through. Again, we don't make any money off of it. It just, the money comes in, and the exact money that comes into the LLC goes out to the student athletes. So for instance, we've had support from American Eagle, DSW, Right Rug, Buffalo Wild Wings, Buck Nuts has been a big supporter of us. So anytime we get a donation from a business, it goes through the LLC, but the individuals go through the 501c3. So if you're an individual donor, we're really the best place to donate because you do get a tax deduction, and we're the only 501c3 collective for Ohio State right now. So whether you're on our website giving, you know, $10 or $1 million or whatever the number is, if you're an individual, you will get a tax deduction if you give to our 501c3.
Bucknuts is a big donor, but you talked about individual donors. Whenever you start anything, when you need donors, you want Mr. Bucknuts on your side, and the foundation has it. So we are in good shape there. Man on the Moon. Question. Brian, the college football landscape has changed pretty drastically recently. You even referenced that with the court cases, etc. Now that we are a few years into this new era, what were some of the early challenges or roadblocks you faced when the foundation started? What kind of adaptations adaptations have you made for the better?
Well, when we first started, you know, NIL was so new and there was a lot of negativity out about it. There was, you know, different articles posted, some stuff about like whether the IRS is going to accept collectives as being nonprofit, and we're in totally good standing when it comes to that. But, you know, the more negativity that came out, the harder it was to raise money. Now that we got some momentum, you know, with Caleb Downs and Will Howard and all these big announcements we're having, I guess, you know, the more success you have, the easier it becomes because people see what you're doing. So, you know, the beginning with anything really, it takes time. You know, nothing's going to happen overnight. So we just kept working hard, you know, hours and hours a week and raising money. And then as we have these announcements coming, people realize how important it is. And then they see the charitable work that the players are doing. They want to be a part of it. So I think just time and raising money and actually showing Buckeye Nation what we're doing has allowed us to be successful. And then we've had great support from Ryan Day. Jake Diebler now is a big supporter and helping us raise money. Both of those guys have been great, and all the staff. We have a great relationship with Ross Bjork, the new athletic director. So we're really excited about the future of Ohio State and NIL.
No doubt. I don't think your competition is as psyched about it as I've. If you go to any of our opposing message boards, they will let you know. However, more questions. This is an interesting one. From, you know, you're at Bucknuts, from Muck Fishigan 2. Can we earmark our name, image, and likeness donations to be used specifically for the football roster?
So for certain levels of donations, we have a founders club. So you can say you want it to go to football or basketball. But if you're just going in on the website and giving, you know, a smaller donation, whether it's like 5, 10, 20 bucks, then we put it in the pool. But it gets a majority of it does go to football because the dollars are higher and there's more players. So in essence, most of the dollars are going to football just right by the nature of the sport. There's only 5 starters on basketball. There's 22 on football. So if you want to give a significant donation, we will make sure it goes to the sport that you'd like it to go to.
What's interesting is I think a lot of people want to give to the foundation and say, hey, can you give this money to a certain wide receiver in Jacksonville? It's not like that yet. We are not recruiting in the way where you can handpick recruits yet. Who knows what will go on
right
in the future.
Eventually it'll all be institutionalized. So Ohio State will handle a lot of it in-house, just like the other schools will. Learfield is our partner, so they do Ohio State sports marketing, and they do a great job too now. They're helping out with NIL, so like when you see logos in the stadium, in the shoe and in the shot, a lot of those dollars are now going to the student athletes, so I got to give Learfield a lot of credit for their help. But, you know, it's changing, but, you know, we have a couple of years, you know, here right until it probably gets institutionalized. I'd love to win a championship, national championship in football and basketball. I think that it would be amazing, and we're really excited about, you know, turning around the basketball program too, just like we did with, you know, football, and making sure we were able to retain a lot of players and then also get players in the portal.
All right. Fox R 2001. From the outside, it seems like our name, image, and likeness was failing us in our ability to land top recruits. But this offseason, we kept nearly all of our juniors, which you talked about earlier, and landed some top transfers, which we've absolutely talked about. From your perspective, Brian, did anything change in the foundation, like a bigger influx of funds, or was it something the coaches may be doing differently or just coincidence? Whatever the case, keep up the great work.
I think really, honestly, last season in a way kind of helped, like, because, you know, we had a bad bowl game. You know, we lost the team up north. I think people realized, like, we really need to get behind NIL, the foundation. And started, you know, we started making calls and getting donors. Our family stepped up a lot and donated, but really, like, Coach Day and Coach Diebler and the administration understood it. Now they're helping a lot too, which has been a big boost, and Learfield's helping. So I think just all hands on deck. It was just like perfect timing. People realized like how important it is to have a quality NIL program with Ohio State. And so, you know, we were able to raise significant dollars, and, you know, that was part of the success, was just how everything worked out after this last season.
Here's the question we probably get the most from those who are deep in. How well, this is from Shaft Bucks, excuse me. How well does the foundation and the 1870 society get along? It seems as if having two similar NIL groups going after similar players and sports would cause dollars and personnel to be split up. Thanks for all the foundation does for Ohio State athletics.
So we're separate entities. You know, they're a for-profit LLC. They're a business. We're a nonprofit 501c3. So everything we do is transparent. We file a 990. Even for the LLC this year, we're going to show our statements for that so everybody can see what's going on and how we're not making any dollars. We're both trying to help. We're different groups. We try to get along as much as we can. And we really work to make sure we're trying to support different student athletes so there's not much of an overlap, although it's not perfect. Sometimes there are. And I really always thought there should be one group. I mean, we were the first to launch. We had a lot of success, even from the beginning. I don't know if you remember the big deals we were doing with CJ Stroud and Jackson Smith and the Jigba. You know, people didn't really talk as much about it at the time because it was so new, but that was all part of making sure that those guys didn't transfer. And not that they were looking to, you know, but there was certain players that we were able to retain at the time, but NIL just wasn't as known as it is today. But you know, we try to get along with anybody that wants to support the student athletes. We're kind of different because they are really focusing more on the for-profit LLC side, and they have different ways of doing things. And then we're focusing more on the individual donors and also businesses that want to support our charity partners through the student athletes.
Here's a question from Cam St. Pree. And I think we've kind of alluded to this, that there's a belief nationally within the college football community that some form of regulation will be coming to NIL. I have not been able to get anybody to tell me what they think that's going to be. And as Brian and I discussed a long time ago, when the NCAA is involved, don't expect anything to happen overnight. They move at a slug's pace. The question here, how do you see NIL evolving in terms of regulation? Do you think the NCAA has the wherewithal to regulate it effectively? For example, the way NFL style contracts get those involved for student athletes.
Yeah, I think we're a couple years out until it becomes institutionalized or regulated like we talked about. I think eventually the student athletes will be making salaries. They'll be getting TV money. They'll be getting, you know, a lot of other income that they're not getting right now. The question is, how are those salaries going to be handled? Is it going to be based on their performance? Is everybody going to get the same salary? There's still a lot of questions that haven't been answered or are still getting worked through. But eventually, I think it's going to be institutionalized. I mean, right now, there's no salary caps. There's nothing. So the more money we raise, the more we can pay these student athletes. And by essence, you're going to get a better team on the field or court. So that's why I talked about earlier, like, it's very important to donate right now. The portal's opening up for football. It's open right now for basketball. So any support you could give to the foundation would be great.
The basketball portal is unbelievable. We have it on our site operating in live in real time. And I was talking to a source yesterday, had a 12-minute conversation because I looked at my iPhone, hit refresh. 19 people had entered the portal during my 12-minute conversation nationally. So yeah, that thing is nuts.
I think there's like 400 players in it right now, and it's going to populate even much more once the tournament's over because it goes to like May 1st. This is really the first time that we're able to talk to players in the portal, legally with the new Tennessee-Virginia ruling. So it'll be interesting to see who we're able to get on basketball, and then, you know, probably be doing the same for football here after the spring game.
I'll tell you this. You may see a basketball story on Bucknuts with a wish list of possible transfers. If you want to take that and then get a phone, attach that to some kind of phone list and get cracking.
All right. We'll take a look at it
out there. All right. We got Brian here for a couple more. This is a busy man. We had to schedule in a hard 20 here. So how long do you think the current NIL, we just talked about this, but kind of touch on this. How long do you think the current name, image, and likeness style will last or even can last. And am I right in this? I've been saying that Ohio State is in a great position right now just because of our size and general financial wherewithal. Am I right about that?
Yes. I mean, I think right now we're the leaders when it comes to NIL. I mean, you've seen it this offseason and you've seen it in the and what we're doing. So, you know, although it is the wild, wild west and it's a ton of work, like right now we're in a good situation. So the more it gets regulated, it could get normalized. And I don't know how that would affect Ohio State. But I think ultimately what, you know, whether it's a year or 2 years from now, Ohio State will always be in a good position because we have such a great brand. We have so much businesses throughout the state that support Ohio State and what we want and how important it is for the for Ohio State football to be successful and just Ohio State in general. So I think we'll be in a good position.
I agree. We are very thankful for all that the foundation has done. I've said this. If you had polled the group 5 minutes after that Missouri fiasco and told them what was and literally just wrote down who we were going to add and what was going to happen and who was going to come back, it's been just a Herculean effort, and we are tremendously appreciative of what you guys have done. We're happy to be involved, and like I said, our relationship with the foundation as a collective is something we're extremely proud of. We've been on it from the start because we kind of knew this was going to work. I'll leave you with this. Brian has to go. Someone wants to make a donation, small or big. What do they do?
So you go to our website, thefoundationohio.com. We have a Scarlet prize pack. So for $75 or more a month, every single month, you get a prize to your doorstep, whether it's an autograph, you know, jerseys, VIP tickets to our events. And then we also have something called the Founders Club. For different levels, you get perks, inside access to practices at the Woody Hayes, team walk into the shoes. So there's a lot of different perks you can get if you look at our experiences menu on our website. But whether it's $10 or $100,000, every donation really matters. We appreciate your support. Again, our website is thefoundationohio.com. And even recurring donations, we've done a really good job raising that. Our recurring donations went up a lot this year. So we really appreciate anybody that subscribes on a recurring donation basis.
Make sure you are following the collective on all their social media platforms for all events and goings on. Brian, could not appreciate it more, brother. Have a great day.
Thanks so much. We have a lot of exciting news coming and many more events for Buckeye Nation. We appreciate your support, Dan and Bucknuts, and we appreciate Buckeye Nation.
Right on. Yeah, that's Brian's the best. And like I said, what an offseason we've had. Going to be hard to top this one, that's for sure. One question I didn't get to ask was whether he thought the JT Jack Sawyer crew thing will be this year's crew will do the same, but we'll leave that for his next interview. I've got Bill and Mark on the line here. Let's do this.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With Fuel Cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
Let's do this. Let me read this to you here. All right, nuts.com, and I don't mean Manscaped. We are fortunate to get free swag sent to us for this. The nuts.com is the thing my family wants the most. Whether you're someone who is always on the go and in need of snacks to fuel your day or simply enjoying a plethora of snack options within arm's reach for nights on the couch, nuts.com is your ultimate snacking destination. If you're shopping for a family, you will need a lot of different things. Nuts to keep you full between meals, sweet treats like malted milk balls or dark chocolate-covered pretzels, for an after-dinner treat. Snacks like butter-braided pretzels the kids can grab before practice. Nuts.com makes it easy for the whole family to shop with their extensive variety. Nuts.com is your one-stop shop for freshly roasted nuts, dried sweets, pantry staples like specialty flours, and more. Right now, Nuts.com is offering new customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders of $29 or more at nuts.com/bucknuts. So go check out all of the delicious options at nuts.com/bucknuts. You'll receive a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more. That's nuts.com/bucknuts. And look who's here. Bill Kerlick and Mark Porter join us. Gentlemen, you have big shoes to fill. We just had on Brian Schottenstein from the Foundation. The work they've done has been incredible. And we talked about how what we've done since the Missouri game has been staggering. Now, William, there was a decommitment. It was a wide receiver. Shocker. Bucknuts did not freak out about losing a wide receiver. Maybe they think they can get another one. Bring us up to speed on the latest.
Well, that was Javon Boggs from Cocoa, Florida. Anything but a shock. It's one that you could pretty much see coming kind of from both ends of it. You know, things that were happening as far as his posts on Twitter. And then, of course, he was taking visits. You know, he went to a couple of different schools, including Miami. And he had more visits planned, for that matter. He had a Georgia visit planned for this weekend. And I had that all in my story that I posted as soon as he announced it. Again, it was kind of a thing you could see coming on Ohio State's end. They've been bringing... hello, Dietra, by the way. Good morning. And they've been bringing in some of the country's absolutely highest elite wide receivers in the country on visits, and those visits are continuing. Now, that's not to say that they wanted to get rid of Boggs. It's just that, as I put in one of my articles, you know, Ohio State doesn't have a hard and fast steadfast policy. You cannot visit other schools once you've committed. That's not their policy, but they prefer you not do that. You know, if you're Jeremiah Smith, it's pretty hard to say, no, you're not visiting anywhere else, because there aren't many, if any, Jeremiah Smiths out there besides Jeremiah. But in the case of Javon Boggs, really good player, very good player, but with him visiting other schools and with all the talent you got coming in, it was time to split ways on both ends, and that's what happened.
Mark, you did a review of Javon Boggs, and he can play. Your thoughts on him boogieing, where would you put him in context with all the guys you've done reviews of recently? Because he kind of he fits that, I don't know, we're going to call this mold, the Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave mold, let's say.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad we're giving him the due. Like, a lot of times when a player is committed to Ohio State and he decommits, all of a sudden we're like, nah, he's not that good. And, you know, he was really good. I mean, but that position to me is one where there's other guys that can, you know, replace him. I don't think that's like a quarterback or a left tackle. When we lost out on Brandon Baker last year, I'm like, oh boy, there's not another one of those out there. You know, and there's certain positions where you get that feeling. It's not like that at receiver. And all due respect, he was a great player, would have been great here. You know, fine, he'll be great somewhere else. But there's going to be a lot of players to choose from here. And Brian Hartline, if we were going to put pressure on someone in the staff to come up with another guy, I'd throw some pressure on him. I'm sure he'll be fine. So my thoughts are is I read it and I really didn't blink. And, you know, like the way I would have with some other guys. And, you know, and I guess – You fall in love with certain other players like Kalem Downs. When we lost him to Alabama, you're like, and it felt so
right.
Just can't, you know, put, you know, Bill said it months ago, there are five stars and then there are five stars. And, you know, I don't think he's one of those guys at the top. And I'm saying that not to bang on him, but that's where this is in the relative pecking order of recruiting.
Can we, I say this preferably, can we keep the chat outside of foreign destinations where they're talking? Come on, guys. Anyway, no, it's impressive. It's impressive. It's a sure sign that the Bucknutters, I think, really do have a good sense of a good pulse And the fact that you really didn't get any angst about a receiver who was like Florida player of the year decommitting lets you know that there is so much confidence in Brian Hartline that I think people have almost not, it's almost not even a source of intrigue in a lot of ways. All right, Bill, commitment this weekend. And one that really, to me, flips. If you want another sign of recruiting getting wacky, here it is. Vero Beach linebacker Tarvis Alford, I hope I pronounced that correctly, Bill, is committing this weekend. And then he will take his five official visits. You explain it. Although you did explain it recently and it was good. Word is he's down to, he's got his schools chosen, but we think it's a Miami. Ohio State tussle, though. I think I saw he was at Florida State recently. Can you bring us up to speed on what you expect for the weekend and further?
Yeah, he's also at Tennessee on is either Monday or Tuesday. I believe Monday he was at Tennessee. And like you mentioned, Dan, I've said for a long time he's going to go to either Ohio State and Miami, in my estimation. The one thing that well, two things that kind of made me a little hesitant as far as making a crystal ball pick were, number one, I wanted to see if he got back to Miami this week. I mentioned that before. Miami's been pushing him to get back on campus this week. And last night I was told that very, very unlikely that that's going to happen. And then the second thing is, as you know, Dan, and I think a lot of our people know, is I don't like to flip crystal ball picks. I like to make that pick one time and keep them there. That doesn't, not to say that I won't ever flip them, but I don't like to do it. And I do it very, very cautiously and rarely. With the case of TJ, as you mentioned, he's going to take those other official visits. He's visiting, making official visits to four schools in June, Ohio State, Miami, Florida State, and UCF. Miami is the last of those visits. Ohio State is the first. He's doing that as a precaution, as he told me, that if there's a coaching change or something, he wants to be prepared to, you know, have his decision ready if there would happen to be a coaching change at one or more of the schools. The Miami visit still concerns me some at the end, but I feel good enough that I think he's going to not only, in my opinion, commit to Ohio State on Saturday, but stick with it. But again, it, you know, it's a little dicey when you've got your last official visit scheduled to Miami. As I've said, Saturday does not end his recruitment. He's got four official visits to go, and you know Miami is not going to give up, and not, I don't necessarily think Florida State is as well.
Yeah, those of you playing along at home are getting to see some video of Alford, and he is a heat-seeking missile. Mark, you want to bring us up to speed on what we're watching here?
Yeah, I mean, the athletic ability is, to me, what jumps off the screen right now. His feet and change of direction, and, you know, he might be one of the more athletic linebackers I've seen us recruit in the middle for a while. He's definitely not Eli Lee in the middle, right? Eli Lee's the guy who's going to go blow up guards and slam into tackles and shut down the C-gap to C-gap. He's playing in there, and he does it with a different style of explosion and athletic ability. It wouldn't shock me if he played out at Sam, and, you know, he has like maybe strong safety athletic ability to me in there. some of these plays he's making, just the closing speed to the running back, the way he avoided blocks there. He didn't take on anybody. He sidestepped them back, backed up, danced around, and still made the play. Different style of play, definitely an athletic buy is what you're getting here. If I was buying this player, I'd be buying athlete.
When I watch guys, you know, that first name that comes into your head of someone you've seen before. He reminds me of, I don't know if you guys remember this, Ernie Sims, who played linebacker at Florida State, who was not very tall, but just a freakish athlete and tremendous tackler, was a first-round draft pick of the
Lions?
Detroit Lions, I believe, yeah. Kind of a sawed-off guy, but just that kind of burst. That first, like, when he makes the decision to go, he almost, the first blocker can't get him because it's such an angled attack, and he's off to the races. Very impressive.
Yeah, definitely a more athletic inside looking guy, which makes me wonder what he could do once he got here, or once you put him maybe in a different spot. He might be more of a Will linebacker, you know, because he might have to get out in space, and I wouldn't mind him being one-on-one with running backs and stuff like that.
Yeah, he's something good, something special. Bill, who else is visiting this weekend that we need to know about? It seems like the door is pretty wide open here in terms of visits now that the spring practice is in full effect.
Yeah. First of all, I think an interesting name I posted on our site this morning. In fact, I chatted with him briefly. We've talked about the quarterbacks, the 2026 quarterbacks that are now in the pool, so to speak, with all the new offers and all. You got Will Griffin, you got Jonas Williams, Dia Bell, Brady Smigel, Noah Grubbs. All those quarterbacks have offers now from Ohio State. Troy Hune, I should say. He is from San Marcos, Mission Hills, California. He's a 6'4", 205-pound quarterback. He's at Ohio State right now. He is here with his dad. Again, I spoke with him briefly this morning. It's a one-day visit. Would not shock me in the least bit if Ohio State were to add him to the offer list today. We'll see. But that certainly would not shock me at all. You know, you look at his offer list, UCLA, Cal, Arizona, Arizona State, Notre Dame, Penn State, Oregon, Texas, Michigan State, Nebraska. It's a very good offer list. So we'll see what happens today. But I think that's a very interesting addition to the visit list for today. Now,
Hold on a sec, Bill. Those of you playing at home, again, we have video of said QB throwing the ball right now, and my guy has a cannon. Not a lot of arc on those deep balls. Those are some frozen ropes. Mark, am I wrong about that?
That, yeah, right there on cue, he just threw a shot in the hole down the sidelines. It's like he said, oh, you want to see arm, and he gave you one. A very flat ball to the corner of the end zone for about 35 yards right there. This is the traditional quarterback we've been recruiting at Ohio State, the pocket passer, the guy who puts his back foot in the ground and then releases it. The delivery, the footwork is all synced up pretty well. I want to see him get out and scramble here, but it looks like he moves around pretty well. There's your – yeah, right on cue. He's going to scramble for us. Best athlete on the field, no, but very adequate, it seems, to move around. Fast thoughts coming out of my head. There we go with another scramble. Nice keeping the eyes downfield. Looks like he's a pretty complete passer, I would say.
Pocket guy for sure, though.
Yeah, pocket guy for sure. The 6'4", I think he looks all of that more on film. Buys time right there. You've seen a couple times that we use his eyes downfield. Then can he, you know, throw the dart downfield? It seems there's your shot right there in the hole again, very flat. Checking the boxes for the Ohio State passing system, Chip Kelly passing system.
Yeah, man. Impressive.
He started off with a lot of accurate deep balls, like when you were talking. And so he kind of put that in tape. It's interesting how these quarterbacks build their tape. Sometimes they show off arm strength, but there's still shot plays that I like right now that are playing that are very strong plays. So checks all the boxes.
Bill, he's kind of come out of nowhere.
Yeah. And by the way, I got to say this again. You said impressive, Dan. What Mark is doing and getting these videos on as we talk about these guys is impressive. I love this feature we have added.
I have got feedback from the people when I'm out on with the masses, and I have got so many compliments because a lot of people, it's giving them context. You know, they're sitting somewhere and they're not searching up the guys or they don't know them like we do. So even if we just show them four plays and put these in context, I agree. I'm glad the fans like it, and I enjoyed the feedback when I was on the road.
One thing I would encourage everybody to follow along and watch film we talk about it, is you get to see these guys are awesome. They don't recruit anybody who isn't worth watching. I mean, if you're a fan of high school football or football in general, getting a chance to, like, you're going to see these names. I'll tell you this. The first video I watched, Mark, way back in the day, was a guy named Jordan Hicks. Okay. Jordan Hicks, I think, just signed with someone still.
Yes, the Browns.
The Browns. I'm serious. The Cowboys.
Their new middle linebacker.
Hold on. And they got the linebacker from the Dolphins that's originally from Benedictine, the Ohio State linebacker.
Jerome Baker for the Browns. Who, by the way, Bill will tell you, I literally almost had to have a restraining order put on me about Jerome Baker. When he committed to Florida, I almost started crying. I told people, if you want to see an NFL football player, athletically. That was Jerome Baker. Ask Benedictine, the state championship game. Their offense turned into snap it to the linebacker and let him run free, and they won. I think they beat Burrow in the state title. I don't know. Anyway, we're digressing heavy.
But I got to tell you a quick story about Jerome Baker.
Here we go. Digression time.
Yeah, this is – so I go up to do a Jerome Baker's official announcement, commitment announcement for Ohio State. So I go up to Cleveland and do it. It's a weekday morning, late morning. I think he did it. So I'm covering that Jerome Baker announcement.
Time out. Baker signed with the Seahawks. We got that wrong. Apologies.
Jerome Baker announced his commitment. Oh, I did that. And while I'm driving back from that, covering that commitment announcement, a little thing happened that kind of turned out to be important. Came on the radio as I was driving back. LeBron James is coming home to play for the Cleveland Cavaliers again. And I'll never forget driving along, going home from Jerome Baker's announcement that LeBron James came out with his announcement at that point. And my wife says, how could you remember that stuff exactly happening? You can't even go to the grocery store and remember two things to get. I say, those things are important. Those right. are in the steel trap. But
listen. I do not want to get on here and tell you what I can remember about sports and not remember about my own personal life. This is not a lie. When someone asks me how old I am, because the math has gotten hard, you get a blank stare. You can ask me someone's number from a team I rooted against when I was in the third grade. It's always been my icebreaker because I cannot follow anything else. Bill, you're a smart man.
Let's talk about the Jordan Hicks thing. You're about to say it's probably one of the best videos you watched. Larry Cox was his head coach at Lakota West. I was at the high school coaches convention. And you have to remember, this was back in the day when the internet was basically just after dial-up and everything was VHS and DVD. And I was one of the only sites that would have video on players. And I remember we walked out to his car at that convention and he handed me the DVD that said Jordan Hicks. Mm-hmm. And it was like getting like this holy grail Bigfoot film. Like, I've heard about this kid. All I've done is hear for months about him, and I had never seen him. And you put the tape in, and it's just like we're doing now, like five plays in, you're like, oh my gosh. And when that video went out, it was immediately back then one of the biggest played videos I've had. And boy, he was a tailback, a linebacker. He's much like the player we just watched. So I'm glad you brought up his name, and we have totally digressed to other things, but Jordan Hicks, I can't believe he's still in the NFL. And because
I can
of his rare athletic ability, that's the reason why. Yep.
But look, Jordan Hicks, and we talked about Jerome Baker, they're still in the league.
Yep.
You know, we talk about all this other stuff. Those are probably the two best athletes off the top of my head. I'm sure we can come up with some others, but those are the ones who fit the prototype. I'll leave you with this, and then we'll let everyone go. We'll go forever.
I have a little couple clips of a quarterback I watched last
night. I know that. We're going to finish with Nathan Bernhard from Ashland. I got that. But the finish of the digression, I digress about the digression. What made that video of Jordan Hicks so impressive was that he was running down routinely a quarterback from Huber Heights Wayne that you may know as Braxton Miller. He ran him down from behind like three times on the tape, and it was – here's what I remember about it. I stood up. You knew who else had an incredible tape, and I watched after that was Michael Bennett. But Hicks was the one I remember the most. And that's true. He did. Hicks came down to Florida, Texas, and Ohio State, and he's not really from Ohio originally, and everyone thought we were going to get him, and he went to Texas, and that was brutal. All right. We are going to finish with some free video. This is free content you're getting here. You do not have to pay anymore. Nathan Bernhard is the highest rated quarterback in Ohio in the class of 2026. Is that accurate, you think, Mark?
Yes, sir.
From Ashland, mentioned on the national stage. Mark had a chance to see him up close and personal. We bring you the video, and here we go. A little video of Nathan Bernhard. Mark, bring us through it.
Yeah, I know Mika Hannah will be excited because they've asked about this player every week. And what I did is I caught him up at QB Accelerate for Brad Mandler. And they're just going over some sequencing here when they start off. I know this is slow motion, but they're trying to sync up his delivery with his feet, with his hips. You've seen the ball stay above the shoulder there. I mean, to watch these guys warm up and talk about the specifics and quarterback play is pretty impressive. But the reason they're doing this is because he has the upside, or maybe even greater than Drew Aller. I mean, he's a boy, an imposing 6'5". If I thought he was lying when he said 6'5", if he would have said 6'6½", I would have said sold. You know, so he's very imposing, and I think that's what's making him rise up the boards. Now, all this work you're seeing here is what he's working on now. It's funny, they're working on the Elite 11 workout, okay, where you're going to go through all those throws. And I know people have been saying, why doesn't he have offers? Talking to his quarterback coach, they still have work to do. In fact, they probably didn't want me filming all of this because they're still working on little minute details. They're probably gunning for the top spot in Elite 11. That's the type of mentality I think they're taking into that. But if we talk about him as a passer, drop back type, but when he takes off running, boy, you know, you don't want to get in his way. He's a big kid when he puts his shoulder down. And I think he's a better athlete than Drew Aller. I think he runs a little better. So for the interest in him, we saw him at the Ohio State camp last year. He told me he was at the spring practice, I think the 19th. So he's, you know, on the Ohio State board. I think they're gunning for like Elite 11 tune-up and go to the Ohio State camp this summer. And that may be where you see an offer come in. There's a little bit of a Tavian St. Clair feel to this. As I watched him again yesterday, I'm like, ooh, there was a little jump since the last time I've seen you. That same feel I get when I see quarterbacks that make those little jumps. And, you know, this training for these guys is really going to pay off and dollar signs with these guys stay after it, because I would have considered him a project freshman year quarterback. Now you see the polish. So there's a quick evaluation on him.
Bill, I'll give you the last word here and we'll send it off. But there's no question that Ohio quarterbacks are very interesting to schools. They go everywhere. You can go look at any roster. You're going to have several starters outside the state of Ohio. What's your thoughts on this dude? Is he an Ohio State caliber quarterback? What's the future for him and the Buckeyes?
Yeah, I think he's got time to find out, really. You know, we're still in the early stages. Ohio State does not rush quarterback recruiting. That's a recruitment they don't rush into. They want to see kids throw in person, if at all possible. You know, like I said, I think that Troy Huhn is a really good candidate for an offer now to join that list. And they're going to see all these kids this spring and summer. Chip Kelly's going to go out on the road. He's going to watch them. They're going to get their order. They could end up, who knows, seeing Nathan Bernhardt and offering him. We'll just have to wait and see. But Nathan Bernhardt's a good quarterback, and I think he's on the radar screen. We'll just have to wait and see how he looks when schools go out and visit, you know, evaluate him more. And I think Ohio State will do just that.
One thing is clear. Adding Chip Kelly to the mix has not damaged quarterback recruiting whatsoever. Another thing that hasn't been damaged, these two guys, look, 45 minutes, that's 5 free minutes of content. You can't get that anywhere else. We appreciate these guys stopping by. Have a good one, Bucknutters. And special thanks to Brian Schottenstein for stopping by and getting things going with the NIL and the collective. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Apartments.com has helped millions of renters find their perfect places. And the beauty is, they're all different. None of us are the same. So why should our homes be? Someone may want hardwood floors. Someone else may say carpet all the way. Questionable call, but hey, to each their own. Some may want a doorman. Others may say, I can open the door myself. But Apartments.com has all the right tools to help you find the place that's uniquely perfect for you. Sort through and filter listings by amenities. And make sure you never miss out with their instant alert option. With more than 1 million available units for rent, you're sure to find the place that's right for you. So whether you're looking for a place with a basement, a yard, a pool, or everything in between, Apartments.com has got you covered. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.